This has been a week of a lot of conversations and a lot of interaction and a lot going on. And then the one thing I have to keep coming back to is the sense that the election is over. That's happened. The world is different or feels different, and yet it isn't in some ways. And I said that before the election, that my path would not be different afterwards, and it really isn't. It just feels different. And now there's the sense of what does, and I use the phrase the word the world, but that's not really that accurate, because it's our society, and then it's our society and all the interactions. What does it become? We don't know. But my religious orientation, and also my daughter calling me back to this, I have to say, even as I have that sense, we have to make a statement that however we voted, that misogyny, racism, xenophobia, exclusive orientation in the world, they are not the ways of God. They are not the ways that the universe works. The sun shines on all of us. They are the ways that some people react in their lives to the events around them. There is nothing existential about any of those exclusive words. There is something real about inclusion and justice and love. And when I talked about looking out over the crowd from standing next to William Barber at the Moral Monday gathering, the rally in Asheville, and seeing that, that was my vision of what I wanted America to look like. All right? It still looks like that. It still does. And it's still going to in so many ways. Because over half of us, and I would say many more of us, still hold that vision. So don't lose that vision. People voted for different reasons, but a lot of them didn't vote against that vision. And we still hold it. So this service, it's not about that. It's about how to make this vision real. So what can I do? Which was my project last week, the week before. What can I do? I can pull myself together first. Slowly. People try to hurry you up. If you're one of those who's sort of broken into pieces, you pull yourself together slowly. I haven't looked at the news. I haven't read a newspaper since Wednesday morning. Because I can't. And partly it's because then it takes me out into all this stuff, which I can't affect. The election is over. I also went on Facebook, and I realized that Facebook is a source of tremendous support. It's also a source of tremendous anxiety and engagement and connection with all that's going on. So I just pull myself together, that first piece, slowly. My life matters. I breathe. I do that work. And then I think about Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh talking about being an engaged witness. So I don't deny my anger. I don't deny my celebration. I don't deny my joy. I don't deny my fear. But I don't have to be that. I can be me as I watch that and engage that and know what's going on. And then what do? I stay involved in my life. I engage relationally at the level of my competence, me, one person. I'm an ordinary guy. I'm an ordinary minister in an ordinary small congregation in a little town in western North Carolina. What can I do? I can live out my values and my views at that level and make those differences, those changes there. reason I say that, I was talking to my counselor last week, and it was before the election and everything. She goes, are you okay with being ordinary? I said, well, I never thought about it that way. And so all of a sudden I'm having to do that thinking, but it really fits. So I'm going to engage relationally and in my community, and then I'm going to keep working, and even more so, for a cause I care about. I'm going to get back to work with my life and love to actually make the vision of an inclusive universe, a loving God, real in my society, in my community, in my practice, in my relations, because it's what I can do, and it's what is important. Friday afternoon, after trying, I try to do this, I tried to go, I've just got to return, just keep returning to what I have, what I can do. And to say, okay, the body knows how to take care of this. I've got to give it space to sort of pull back together. Our topic last month was healing, how to heal if you are wounded, you know, how to just keep on doing this. Well, part of this job is I have to engage you in conversations about what's hurting with you and what's going on. And that's a real privilege and an honor, but it also wears me down in that space. Because all of us have this stuff going on, and I didn't know what to do. And I just ended up walking over here to the sanctuary, and I sang the song that we're going to sing by Emma's Revolution, Never Turning Back. It begins, we're going to keep on moving forward. Never turning back. And I started to cry. And that was the first time I'd really cried, you know? And I just sat down right here as I was singing it to myself. And I sobbed. And then I sang it again. And that's what we're doing this morning. Not going off into all the stuff, but coming back to ourselves, to breathing, to living, to being engaged with each other, to renewing our own commitment to what is good, and then acting it out. We're actually breathing, singing. We're going to be singing with the song of our lives from this day forward. So that's what we're going to do. And if you look at a little practice, that's how it's organized. First, there's a meditation on breathing. Then it's when I am frightened. And then we'll sing Never Turning Back. So, Catherine has some instructions on how we're supposed to breathe, as if we don't know how.
Well, this is one of those songs that we sing on occasion, but we really aren't sure how we're going to sing it. So we're going to kind of try to work on a plan. So I'm going to play an introduction, and then all of you are going to go to the bottom line, the one that has breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. And we're going to start that together. And then I'll give a sign, and at that sign, low voices stay on, breathe in, breathe out. Upper voices, and I hope it'll be about 50-50, will go to the melody line, and we'll sing that a couple of times. And then when we're feeling a little confident, I'm going to ask the sopranos and altos of the choir to sing the line that's marked descant. And then once that they get that going, I'll take it away, and that'll leave us with the melody and the breathe in, breathe out. Let's see if we can do that. And if not, we'll find our way. That's the thing about this song.
If you're going to be fierce warriors, you got to be able to breathe and try on new songs.